Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. We talked about the way we have to listen to the world. And as I said at the beginning, we have to listen to ourselves and to listen to the world and to listen to the people around us. We talked about listening to the voices coming from the excluded people, coming from the oppressed, coming from the people around us, and to listen to ourselves. Now there is another dimension which has not to do with listening, but to see, to look at the world, and to have this deep understanding that through this way of looking at the world, this is the way for us to bear witness. We know that what we have to do as a human being, as a believer, is to bear witness to the message. لِتَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. You have to bear witness to the message, to the truth before people. This is what we are expected to do in the world. Now, to be a witness, it's important to make a difference within our society. And as we know, we come to the way we look at ourselves and the way we are asked and requested by God to come close to Him. The rituals, the way we pray, for example, when we start praying, we have to separate ourselves from the world and to enter into this vertical dimension to come close to God. When we are giving a zakat, we have to separate ourselves from money in order to purify the rest that is with us. When we fast, we have to avoid drinking and eating in order to purify our body. And we do exactly the same with the pilgrimage. We separate ourselves. This separation is helping us to look differently to what we have and who we are. By this separation, we understand what we are leaving and who we are, and we appreciate the very nature of who we are and what we have to bring to the world. And it should be exactly with our fellow human beings, to separate ourselves from the way the people are dealing with the reality in order for them to see, to look at something which is different, the spiritual way. So a kind of separating yourself from the bad habits that you have within your society, the bad way of dealing with the society, the bad way the people are dealing with themselves, in order to become a witness and to be a witness to the very deep spiritual message of Islam, with its light, which is messaged to the world. This is something which is essential for us. So the very meaning of repair has to do with the deep meaning of bearing witness to the message before our fellow brothers and sisters and humanity. And we have to think about this, because at the end of the day, if you want to repair, be able to be seen as someone who is bringing something good to the world. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.